Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, talking of great gals, I've got a lovely lady here called Rachel Drury, director from the Cambridge-based experimental arts tech company Collusion. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure to have you. I love all things arts, I have to say.
Great.
Now, you're doing something very, very not normal. Is that right? And it's called Reveal, but you and now you're actually based at Cambridge Junction, aren't you?
That's
but you're
right, yeah.
You're going over to Norfolk,
mm-hmm.
and going to King's Lynn, one of my favourite places. And you're doing something a little bit different, aren't you? Do you want to explain what you're doing?
That's right. We're working in King's Lynn on a month-long project. It starts this Sunday. And we're describing it as an active reality project. So essentially, this is the idea of bringing together multiple elements in an episodic manner with a story that relates to place. So in this case, it's live theatre on the streets of King's Lynn, large-scale projection and augmented reality that's coming together to form a game, a big treasure hunt, essentially.
So the augmented reality, explain that part to it. Well, how, I mean, because it is involving the audience in a very different way, isn't it?
That's right. So there's going to be live shows on Sundays, which will, you'll have a live show which will tell you part of the story. There'll be a projection that's revealed, and there'll be clues within that. And the idea is then that you go to the website, revealkl.com, and you go to the episode for the day, and there'll be a new clue and code revealed each day and other clues within that. And you go to the website, you go find the marker around King's Lynn, you'll hold up your phone and you'll be able to see this augmented reality, a virtual piece of code, which you then save in your phone or on our Codebreaker leaflet. And over the course of the project, you collect all of these codes with the idea that it will form a sentence which will help to resolve the story.
And reveal the story, hence.
That's right.
Yeah. Excellent. And how many of you in this project? How many involved?
Well, there's about, we think about 36 people at the moment. So that's everyone from the production team, people working on writing the story, the actors, artists involving in creating the projections, technical people creating the website and the augmented reality aspects. So there's a huge amount of talent involved in the project who've come from a range of local, national and even international artists.
Wow. And so is it an ever evolving story then, or is it changing along the way? Have you got your set story and your set?
The story is set. But I say different bits of information will be revealed. So say each Sunday there'll be a 10-minute performance, and so the actors will, you know, introduce the next bit of the story. But there'll be new pieces of story. Some of it will come through social media daily. Some of it will be through the website, through the episodes, and you'll just learn new bits of information which will help you to kind of think, oh well, I know where the next bit to go is and to find the next bit of the code.
So audience have really got to work, haven't they, a bit here? It's quite interesting, yeah.
It kind of is very engaging, and we hope that people will enjoy that aspect of it. You know, it's kind of, I say, a big treasure hunt. But, you know, people don't need to go out every day. There's going to be the opportunity to catch up as well. So if you miss a live show or you can't go to a marker, actually, by the end of the day, it'll all be online on our website, so you'll be able to watch it there and catch up.
So Collusion, this is the experimental arts tech. Are there anybody else like you at the moment? This is something very new.
Well, we think we're quite unique. So we set up in 2014, and it was particularly in response to the fact that Cambridge is Europe's leading technology innovation hub, and there was no one kind of working in this space. So we say we're interested in arts, technology and human interactions, how people engage with technology. And we work with artists, creatives, technologists, academics and the public as well to kind of ask questions and look at new ideas and kind of do interesting things. And what we're really aiming to do is to then create work from that's not been done before.
And the word Collusion, the name, is that part of the reason that why you've come up with the name Collusion? Because you're literally bringing lots of people in together.
Absolutely, yes. You know, the idea is that we're never doing anything on our own. Mm. The clue is in the name, that's what we say. you know, I think part of what we enjoy doing is clever curation or clever casting, bringing the right people together in the room without a hugely clear agenda, actually, so that you can see what happens. And the most exciting innovation can come from having, you know, people that don't normally work together. You know, we work with some really interesting people. For example, example, we have one of our partners is Cambridge Consultants and Arm, and by having them in the room and kind of bringing their AI specialists together with artists, you know, we're finding some really interesting outcomes.
This is absolutely fascinating. So do you think this is something that's going to take off, this sort of interaction, augmented reality? And do you think theatre is not just about sitting down and watching? I mean, there is a space for that too, obviously, but do you think there's more of this happening?
I think absolutely. I think the interesting thing is it's a really good way of engaging people in the arts who wouldn't normally engage. And that's the big challenge, especially given that lottery money comes from a lot of people, often those who may not go to the arts. So what we're trying to do by working in different places and working in different ways, not only because it's exciting and really interesting and innovative, but actually to kind of engage people in something that wouldn't necessarily go to the theatre.
Mm. Do you then have to think very importantly about the story itself? And it's all about engaging people technically, but you've got to have that really crucial story as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was the same with any artwork, really. You know, it's got to be good. And the quality of the experience is really important to any artistic experience. I think if people come to something and find it disappointing, then they're unlikely to go back for more.
Mm.
And we know that many, particularly children and young people, those first instances of engaging with something exciting and unusual that they didn't expect, that's what tends to inspire them to go on and work in the arts and creative industries, you know, and become the kind of national leaders in the industry that we know. So these experiences, and it's very important to go somewhere like King's Lynn and to say, actually, we can do something that's going to be nationally significant in King's Lynn. You know, you've got a great format, a great town. They've got these wonderful large-scale projectors all around the town. And that was why we saw the opportunity, really, to do something there, because they had this equipment. And we said, well, you know, you can do something very interactive with that and do something very new.
That's interesting. They have the full-scale projectors there. Are there any other towns that have that, then? Is that for you to try to locate any other towns that do that?
We're not aware of any. Mm. So I think that gives them a very unique position.
Why have Kingston got that? Why?
I think they did a project about 4 or 5 years ago with some European funding that created historic projections. So it's King's Lynn Lumiere, and which people do travel to see. It's still very popular. You know, very good project, but they were static projections. And so we wanted to show that there was a new way of working with that equipment in that place with the people of King's Lynn. And importantly, we've worked with lots of local people to kind of build their skills and their inspiration to contribute to it as well. So we wanted there to be a legacy of people that can do other work there as well. So that's been a really important part for us.
Now, I did chuckle at your name, Drury, because it's Drury Lane. I mean, have you always been in the arts, Rachel? Has it been?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were made for that road. Drury Lane.
You're the first person who's ever said that to me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I just instantly thought of Drury Lane Performance Theatre. But what's been your background then? Why are you here sitting with me today?
Well, I've always been involved in arts, you know, even as a child, you know, doing plays and making things up and music. Following university, I actually worked with Arts Council England for a long time, about 15 years, at a strategic level. So I was working with partners and like local authorities and development agencies, thinking about place, you know, and how you develop the cultural offer of place by building on what's already there. So rather than trying to impose something generic, you know, what are the specialities and strengths of those places whereby you can then build on that and invest in that to create something unique and wonderful? And so I think it's about 2013, I then did a sabbatical at the University of Cambridge Computer Lab because I was interested in why Cambridge hadn't developed this strength around arts and technology. I mean, that's what its unique thing should be. And so I did some research and I talked to people in the industry in Cambridge, the tech industry, and I looked at other towns like and places around the country, Brighton, Bristol, Manchester, Nottingham, places like that, that do have sort of organisations and sort of, you know, other emerging and groups of activity around this. And really, you know, there were a number of different things. I mean, investment is key, but also the fact that there wasn't an organisation taking the lead to do it.
And I bet some of the... It is interesting, actually, because I have a few people I know tech and not really interested in the arts. They don't go to the theatre. It's not their thing. But actually, you are gelling that sort of area, aren't you? You're trying to get to other people that probably nobody else would get to.
That's right. And I think that the interesting thing about people that work in the tech sector is that they're creative.
Mm,
and exactly. I think they're interested in new ideas, and they're interested in what artists can do is really test and push those ideas in a different way. And that can be really valuable, particularly, you know, if you're doing consultancy or kind of trying to develop your thinking. From my point of view, I suppose in the past, the tech sector was often designing tech products, but now they're designing products for everybody, for the world. And so working with artists who might see the world in a slightly different way can kind of, you know, open up the conversation in a way that's really valuable.
Sounds so exciting. It really does. Thank you, Rachel. Now, let's just make doubly sure that we know where we're going, because we need to... What's the website? Where do we need to find what's going on from this Sunday, the 25th?
The website is revealkl.com. So you can find all the information there, all the live show dates. But the first one is this Sunday at 4 o'clock in the Tuesday Marketplace in King's Lynn. It's part of the Christmas lights turn on, so it'll be very busy, lots going on. Just to say, it's only 45 minutes on the train from Cambridge, and it's very cheap. So a day return is only £10.80, which is remarkably cheap. But yeah, and then live shows every Sunday. But say you can catch up anytime, you can view it online, and there's trailers as well on the website, so you can get a sense of what's happening.
I'm so excited. Well done, you. I wish you all the best for the next few weeks. Thank you, Rachel Drury, Director of the Collusion. That's the Cambridge-based experiment arts tech company. Thank you.
Thank you very much.